Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Tales of mystery and imagination on the radio show that does things differently.
Dolly Parton, I listen to a record all day long.
The Late Night Alternative with Ian Lee.
I'm a nutjob, but not that kind of nutjob.
On Talk Radio.
Honest to God, it's the new Breaking Bad.
Oh no! Man, you got that gorgeous.
Keep going.
I'm spending all the time, but we're in the ring of life. We're a friend of mine. You got that gorgeous. Friend of all the time, but we're spending all the time. You dropped that gorgeous.
There we go, Alan Caddick. Who'd have thunk it? Catherine and I had the great pleasure on Saturday night, before it all went tits up and our whole careers ended, we had the great pleasure of singing that song, Alan. Do you know to whom we sang it?
Was it Alan Rabbit Hole?
Yes. But to whom? Whom was in the audience and to whom did we sing that song?
Was it the lead singer of Republica?
It was Saffron from Republica was there. We sang Drop Dead Gorgeous to Saffron. We weren't sure if she would take it in the spirit it was intended. And she shouted midway through the first verse, "Go on, Kath!"
It was brilliant.
She loved it, Alan.
Wow.
Yeah, she loved it. And we have struck up a deal where if ever she is too sick to play a Republica concert, Kath is going to do it.
Yeah.
Okay.
Well, welcome to Monday night. Late night, really. With Ian Lee on the way. Who are you, madam?
Oh, me, Catherine Boyle.
Every 444-9915, the number to call.
Good night, Alan.
Thank you.
There we go. It's as simple as that. We must have enough of Alan Caddick recorded now to create an Alan bot.
Robo Caddick.
Exactly. We don't need him to call in anymore. There's some technical people. Hey, what happened to the kid that was going to do an app for this show?
GCSEs.
Yeah, they finished months ago. He's either done really well and has gone off to Cambridge or Oxford, or he did really badly and he's descended into hooch. 0344 499 1000, Late Night Alternative, I'm Ian Lee. We know who you are because you have been introduced.
Yeah.
You know, it's the show, phone-in show, unlike any other. We try and avoid all politics and all Brexit and all of that stuff. But can I just say, hello, please mute your computer. You're the producer of this show.
I know.
And your studio etiquette is...
Oh, forgive me.
Sorry?
I'll mute my computer if you can promise to stifle the farts.
Wow, we've gone straight...
If we're going to talk about etiquette...
We've gone straight in there. You know I have a medical condition.
Well, so do I. Forgetfulness.
Shitty arseitis. No, don't, because this is one of the things I want to talk about. I want to stop swearing.
Yeah, you should.
I swear... We've got
you can't come back with the usual.
Here's the thing. I can come back with the usual. We have a new person who is obviously learning, good evening, learning how to operate the phones. Shall I scare her? There we go. Now.
God.
I had to dump myself there.
Yet again.
That was definitely aimed at her, don't worry. No, I would like to stop swearing.
I would like that too.
Because I think this is a genuine thing, by the way. 0344 499 1000. I think I definitely swear too much. Okay, I definitely swear too much, and I think there's too much swearing in the world. And obviously, you when there is too much swearing, you lose a little bit of the weight. You know, a good F bomb, a good S bomb. Occasional good C-bomb. My kids still think they talk about the F-word and the S-word and the C-word, and they're 7 and 9. And I say to them, well, I've told you this before. They went to a film and they said, with their mum, and they came and saw me the next day. It was great. It had the C-word in. I went, what? Thinking their mother took them to a... I said, what? I tell you what, no one's in trouble here. What was the C word? Crap. So they still think that that is the C word. But there's too much swearing in the world, okay? And I would like to stop because I think it's lazy. I don't think it's any use to anybody whatsoever. But I don't know how to stop. I've been saying this for about a year now that I would like to swear less. And we swear on this show a little bit. I would like to cut that out completely. But I don't know how to stop. So if anyone has any suggestions on how to stop, don't say swear box.
No, I was going to say, can I attach electrodes to your nips?
Please do. But let's talk about that after we've discussed the swear. I still think it's a great idea and I still want to do this, where we get two TENS machines, the things that give you electric shocks, and the callers phone up and they say, to whom do they want to give an electric shock? And also, what number between 1 and 10?
Oh, no.
And we do it. But no, Catherine has not been able to find us two TENS machines.
No, we're all out.
I don't... Here's the thing. I can let you into the secret, dear listener, with I'm a Celebrity, Get Me Out of It coming up. I think it starts on the 17th. Which I guess is this Friday or Saturday. I don't really know.
Yeah, Sunday.
I was in it. I was in it. I was in it.
Which one were you?
I was Gemma Collins. I wanted a ham sandwich. It wasn't forthcoming. I left.
I don't need the money, babe.
I was in it, and I had to do one task, and it was very, very funny task where thick boxer Amir Khan was dressed as a cat, I think, or a skunk or something, and I had to guide him through like a bric-a-brac shop in the middle of the jungle. And every time he knocked something over, I would get an electric shock, right? And he was terrified. It was funny because he thought there were snakes and shiz there, and there wasn't. There was nothing. It took like 2 hours for, you know, 2 minutes of TV. But the electric shock things were basically he would knock something over, and then some member of the production team would hit a button, and I'd go, "Oh, jeez!" And I think, where were they? I want to say my nipples, but I seem to remember them being in my thighs as well. So they would
not the buttocks.
No. So they would zap me, right? And then I'm so honest. But then after, and it took 2 hours to film this. And after about 10 minutes, they stopped working. Mm-hmm. And I said, I'm really sorry, guys. I'm not getting the electric shocks.
Was she sweaty?
I don't think it was sweaty. I just think it was really cheap equipment. And so they stopped and they came and they reapplied the electric shocks and they did all that. And then for the next 10 minutes, yeah, it's all working. And then it happened again. I said, really sorry, guys. I'm not getting that electric shock. They came and did it again. The third time, the electric shocks were very intermittent. And the third time, they went, can you just pretend? And I went, I can do, but really? And they went, yeah, could you just pretend? And that's one of the few bits of that series I've seen back. And you can really tell, I'm not a very good actor, as anyone who will have seen my sitcom, The Persuasionist, will attest. I'm not a very good actor. So you can see when I'm doing fake electric shocks.
Show me.
So a fake one is do it.
It involves jogging.
It involves jogging. So no. I've not. Whatever the point of that was, have we started? Oh,
yeah.
Anyway.
We were talking about perhaps affixing them to ourselves, but unfortunately, I can't obtain the equipment.
We don't do politics, but let me just say this: I'd press that nuclear button right now. The way I'm feeling at the moment, where is that nuclear button? I'd press it right now. Big thing that one of the MPs. Today is Remembrance Day proper. Would you press a nuclear button? Well, hang on a second, guys. It's the 11th of the 11th. Can we not wait until tomorrow?
Can we continue to remember how bad it was before we start a new one?
Let's wait until tomorrow, and then maybe we'll play philosophical mind games together. And all the parties are now saying, we would push it. We would push it straight away. I'd push it now. Just give me the button. I'm pushing it now. I don't give a stuff. I'm going to destroy everybody in a nuclear war.
Even the little kittens?
Yeah, well, no, don't get me started on kittens. We're entering a new phase of insanity in my house. I am now become a mad cat man. I live on my own, except for I don't have three cats anymore. I have five cats now. Five cats. I went and got the cats on Saturday. I've made a very, very bad decision in getting two more cats. We'll discuss that and more. Dave, you're going to be up next. 0344 499 1000. This is the Late Night Alternative. Thank you, Tracy. TENS machines are for sale in Asda by the pharmacy counter.
Oh.
This could be... We're going to press the nuclear button at some point this week. This is Talk Radio.
Experience the unconventional.
Evening, boss.
The unpredictable.
What's happening?
And the completely unorthodox.
Exactly.
With rule-free Ian Lee. The Late Night Alternative with Ian Lee.
I've got no internet for the last 4 days.
On Talk Radio.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Mother's Day is around the corner. Find the perfect gift for the mom in your life with a stunning piece of jewelry from Blue Nile. From timeless pearls to dazzling gemstones, Blue Nile has something she'll adore. Need it fast? Most items can ship overnight. Plus, enjoy guaranteed free shipping and returns. Don't miss our special Mother's Day deals. Save big on the season's most beautiful trends. For a limited time, get up to 50% off by going to BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at PlushCare.com/weightloss. That's PlushCare.com/weightloss. PlushCare.com/weightloss.
Experience the unconventional.
Hello.
The unpredictable.
Don't you think that's a bit weird?
And the completely unorthodox.
It was my birthday.
With rule-free Ian Lee.
I was just trying to generate a bit of content.
The Late Night Alternative with Ian Lee.
Hate alarm clock. Hate going to work.
On Talk Radio.
We can't forget the man who made us smile. And in the light of day, you can hear his voice and say, looking back to the youth of yesterday, look inside the man with a heart of gold. Think like a child, that's what I'm told. The greatest entertainer in the world, I say, looking back to the youth of yesterday. Michael, oh Michael, there will never be no one like you. Michael, we won't forget you, 'cause the world is thinking of you too. Respect is what you've got now, you're gone. But now I know that life goes on and on. There'll always be a day we can say, Your songs will say, looking back to the youth of yesterday. Michael, oh Michael, there will never be no one like you.
Run like the wind, run for your life.
That was shock.
0344 499 1000, tribute there to the King of Pop, Michael Jackson, by Nigel in Maidstone. Lavinia, so you're in Bermondsey Market.
Sunny yes. day.
And you're naked. Tell us what happened next.
Well, what happened, I was having a cup of coffee, right? And all of a sudden, I actually saw this balloon, right? And I thought it's somebody's balloon. And apparently it was a helium balloon, right?
Yes.
And it had the number 80 on it, right? Listen to this, right? Then as I was sitting there drinking my coffee, it was like hovering, right? And I thought, in a minute, somebody's going to grab hold of it because, you know, I mean, it could be a child's balloon or somebody's balloon.
Or a balloon for an 80th birthday party.
Yes, exactly. And
yeah.
See what happened. Above the coffee shop, there's a pensioners' hall, and I had a feeling that they had a party and it was somebody's birthday, 80-year-old. And what happened, as I looked up, I actually saw this window open, right, above. So I thought that balloon has come out of the window. But guess what?
All right, Poirot.
It gets better.
I hope so.
Because you know what happened? I was sitting there 1 minute, and all of a sudden, it went 50 feet along, right? And then I thought, where's it gone? And then I looked again, and I thought, oh, it's disappeared. It's gone somewhere, right?
Yes.
Then, to my amazement, I looked to my right, and as the market square goes in to like a triangle, right, there's an alleyway, right?
Yeah.
And as I've looked, I've seen the balloon hovering from the alleyway, coming towards me.
Why are you doing it like you're describing a murder? You're doing it in a murder voice.
Well, this is what I'm thinking, because at the time I was so shocked.
Can I just pause you for a second, right?
I think it was coming for you.
We've got a new microphone here. They're very sensitive. And I'm just going to put the microphone next to my head, right? And you're going to hear the noise that's going through my head as you're telling me this story. You ready?
Yes.
Let me just move it. Here we go. This is it. Ooga chaka, ooga, ooga, ooga chaka, ooga,
ooga, ooga chaka, ooga, ooga, ooga chaka. Is it that bad, Ian?
That's good. Try the one that's going through my head. Ready?
Okay, here we go.
Here we go.
Is it that bad? Is it that bad?
So, right. This balloon, it was coming towards you. What happened next?
Gonna put it next. Let me put the microphone next to Sarah's head. This is what's going on in Sarah's head. Ooga, shaka, ooga, 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 it's the same as me! Ooga, 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 oh, no, hang on. We've done the wrong. That's my microphone that has been. This is what's going on in her head.
To the phone.
It's the same thing! What's happened? My computer has been taken over by the hookah chucker noise!
Can I just tell you about this balloon, please?
Hello.
Okay.
Hello?
Is there anybody there?
Yes.
Can you hear me okay?
Yes.
No, I want to talk about the balloon.
Just shut it, pal.
No, I won't. It is a Lavinia.
What are you beefing on about?
I'm actually trying to explain about this balloon.
Who's that?
Lavinia.
Who, you?
Yes, Lavinia.
I like the mushy peas.
And I like mashy sausages.
Who's
and
that?
Beans and
flipping
pudding.
A guzzler.
No, all I want to talk about is this balloon.
Who's that?
And what happened, I was sitting at
Who's
the
that?
Coffee shop.
Who's that?
It's me, Lavinia.
Yeah, I know who it is now.
Can I talk about my balloon?
Just shut it, pal.
It's not Carol, my lovely. It's Lavinia Gray.
Are you real?
Yes, I am a balloon, and I'm trying to explain something.
Dear, dear, dear. What a radio programme this is.
Ian, are you there?
Oh, God.
All I want to talk about the balloon. Anyway, I'm going to talk about my balloon.
Please right. Don't go.
What happened this...
Did we get a word in edgeware here?
No, let me explain myself. In the balloon.
Carry on, Stick Living. You ignore Dave. He's being rude. So rude.
Thank you, Ian. Thank you.
Thank you. No, me. Thank you for keeping the youth of Britain entertained.
This balloon.
Are we allowed to talk about balloons during Purdah?
Let me just check. Yes.
Oh, there you go. We finish at one, Lavinia, so speed it up a bit because Daryl does a good show. He don't want this crap.
Well, what happened?
Yes,
every time I saw this balloon, it kept reappearing and also disappearing. And then as I've looked up the alleyway, it was up there again and it's making its way back past me. But nobody knows.
Sneaky balloon.
Sneaking up on her.
Anyway, what happened, Ian? This may be a bit sad and also maybe a bit strange. What I...
Is it a bit interesting? Because I would hope after 15 minutes of talking, it might be.
Yeah. What I believe, what happened in that area, that because it kept going to the same sort of place, hovering.
You've answered what happened. There was an 80-year-old Burke. You were sat underneath an elderly centre. It was a window open. It was a birthday party for an 80-year-old, and the balloon came out the window.
Let her finish. There's got to be an interesting part.
I don't know if there is.
But what I'm trying to say, all of a sudden I thought to myself, what am I going to do? I am going to get
family.
Up and actually grab the balloon.
Well, why didn't you?
Yes, but I was going to. And guess what happened? Some lady
you got
come
sucked
down,
off by an 80, alien.
No, an 80-year-old lady come by and I said, is that your balloon? She said, yes.
Well, you got anally probed by an alien. That's what happened to you. Yes. That did actually happen to her. It's not me being vulgar. Lavinia, you got probed by
that
an alien.
That wasn't that day. This was the balloon day.
Okay. Could have been the same day. Could have been a very eventful day.
Ian, all I'm going to say, this the balloon, I've never stopped thinking about it.
Why?
Because it made me go all lovely and... A goose bumpily.
You should have taken it home and ridden it.
Well, there you go. Yes, I should have done. But
I bet you get a right horn on when you walk down the street and you see those blokes selling 50 like Pokemon and Disney character balloons.
Definitely. I love it.
Thank you very much indeed, Lavinia. Is that how throw forwards work? I thought they were supposed to be like a reason. For people wanting to listen, not we've just made people angry now. Give me that
some
nuclear button.
Aroused.
I'm pressing it.
Some of them are aroused.
Give me the nuclear button. I will press it. Ask me that question, Piers Morgan. Would you press the nuclear? Yes, now. And I'd have like a little fake red button. I'd go. Imagine this is the nuclear button. That's it. I'm doing it. That's what I'd say.
What about the kittens, though?
Well, so I've got these. I've bought the kittens. So I had three cats. Old lady, Velvet. 20 and a half. The two girls who are just over a year. And then I got like a phone call last week from someone from the RSPCA saying, we've got six kittens. Do you want to come have a look at them? Yeah, I didn't want to go and look. I said, I'll come have a look, but I'm not really in the market for cats at the moment. I went and look at these two, my brother and sister, and they're 10 weeks old and they got an eye infection and they're small and they're very cute. And I wasn't going to take them. And then the little boy came up to me and said, please, mister, me and my sister, no one loves us, so it's a little bit small. Please, can we come and live with you? Please. And I said, I can't do it. And then this little girl came up and went, please, mister, we're begging you. And so on Saturday, the RSPCA came to check out my house. They didn't notice I had a train line at the end of the garden. That was the thing I was worried about. And the woman was like in her late 50s, 60s, in her 60s, I think. And I'm excellent at flirting with women in their 60s, excellent. And I totally charmed her and I showed her velvet and...
That's his cat, by the way.
Yeah, it's my cat. And she said, well, I don't see any problem here. Yes, I'll let Vicky know and you can... I said, OK. So I texted Vicky and said, looks like I've passed the audition. When can I get... What happens now? She goes, well, you can come and get him. I said, what, now? She went, whenever's convenient. I'll be over in half an hour. And so I got this little boy and this little girl, and they came over on Saturday, and they are just the most adorable things. My girls... Well, one of my girls, Mucky, met them... very briefly today, and she just ran out of the kitchen, ran through the cat flap, ran to the end of the garden. I've not seen her since. So that went well. And they're locked in the living room at the moment, and they're tiny, and the boy, haven't got names yet, the boy, if you're standing up, the boy will claw his way up your jeans, up to... Have you seen
they're
him do that?
Very friendly, yeah.
Yeah. They sit on your shoulder. If you watch the stream on... Sunday night, they were climbing all over me. She fell asleep on my shoulder. He fell asleep on my belly. And they're adorable. And they do the stinkiest dumps I've ever... I mean, it's just appalling. They did a really bad fart the other day. I thought it was the boys, but it was not. It was one of the cats. So I've got five cats now. I'm like that. I'm the mad... I always said more than two cats and you're... insane. Then I got three, and it's like, okay, well, three is like the actual line. I've got five cats, and it's going to be a real system of having to monitor the cat flap because the kittens won't be going out for 6 months. And also, he's a boy kitten, and he's not been done. He can't get done for a few months, so I've got to make sure he doesn't mount his sister and impregnate his sister, which is easily done. Trust me. So don't ask. You know, and also I'm worried because
I think they can do quite early, actually, male cats.
Okay. So but the two girls, I'm worried because I've not really seen them for the last couple of days, so I'm worried they're feeling left out and, oh, it's a hot... And here's the thing, these two are cuter than the two girls because the two girls are feral and they bring in live mice. So the whole thing is going to be a nightmare. People are going to come and not want to see the girls, Lucky and Mucky.
I love those girls. It has to be said. And actually, Mucky is very, very friendly.
Lux, you don't see her.
Lucky, you don't see. She expresses emotion through food, and that food is generally half-eaten and a rodent.
Yeah.
But she's trying.
They're my babies.
But they are cute, man.
Yeah.
The Late Night Alternative with that man, Ian Lee. There's no strangers here, just friends you haven't stalked on Facebook yet.
Have never sent my picture to anyone who didn't request it.
The Late Night Alternative with Ian Lee on Talk Radio.
Yes.
Very quickly, so I'm reading about Liam Lynch, who did My United States or whatever, thinking, whatever happened to him? And it turns out he's directed movies and comedy specials, and he does a podcast, and he did fake songs of bands, including a fake Beatles song, which I can't find. If anyone in the last 10 minutes of the show can find Liam Lynch's fake Beatles song, I think it's just called Fake Beatles Song, I'd love to hear it. But I just found this. I haven't heard this. I'm going to hear it now. This is Liam Lynch doing a fake Talking Heads song. So let's... My God!
So good.
My God! Well, I've got a... I mean, that's... that's just ridiculous, isn't it? That's just... hang on a second. Look, can we get just very quickly, fake Dylan. This is him doing a fake Dylan, I think.
Cross your fingers. Can't walk on water. School in the beginner. Wasting all the winter. That's what you do.
He's good, man. I'm going to go and get the Liam Lynch podcast while Catherine tells us about Dracula.
Oh, I think it's a boring story now.
You really know how to sell this stuff.
Well, let's see.
I love you so much.
The real life Dracula was from Devon, a horror expert claims. Starting to look ever more flimsy as I read. Writer Andy Struthers says a priest from Exeter may have inspired author Bram Bram Stoker's legendary vampire. Stoker featured the city's cathedral close in his original story, and Exeter is where lawyer Jonathan Harker leaves for Transylvania. The Count later travels... God, I can't read.
What's going on with you?
I'm tired.
You high? You high? You want some marijuana? You want to go up? You want to go down?
No, thanks. I think I just want to go home. The Count later travels to England to hunt for new blood. Now, Andy believes Dracula was based on ideas by Sabine Baring Gould, an Anglican priest from Exeter.
Oh.
Baring Gould lived in nearby Lew Trenchard Manor and wrote two books which Stoker based Dracula's features on. Andy said the Book of Werewolves and the Vampire Tale provided Stoker with elements of his story and virtually everything he needed for his creation of the Vampire Count. That is not what the headline suggests.
Oh, hang on.
Horror expert claims real-life Dracula was a priest from Devon. No, he's saying Bram Stoker nicked his stories.
Oh,
I think
man.
They've got all the headlines in one bag and all the stories in another, and they just throw them in the air like David Bowie and Thingy used to do.
So,
well, Brian this, Eno, wasn't it?
What we
this is balls.
We've fallen for. Funny as you said, balls. I caught my balls there as I moved it.
Did you?
We've fallen for clickbait. We've fallen for clickbait, and God damn it, I'm furious.
The radio show that knows truth is always stranger than fiction.
Week Monday, I get shoes.
The Late Night Alternative with Ian Lee.
Because they're too real to be part of my imagination.
On Talk Radio.
Tired of ads barging into your favorite news podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay up to date on everything newsworthy by downloading the Amazon Music app for free. Or go to amazon.com/newsadfree. That's amazon.com/newsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.